It's time. War of the Roses, only on The Jubal Show.
Gina is on the phone today for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, and she thinks that her husband might be cheating on her.
No.
Which is, this is the appropriate segment to do something like that. This is where we try to catch cheaters, so let's find out what's going on and see if we can help her. Christina, thank you for your email. I'm sorry you're in the situation you're in. Why don't you tell us what's going on?
Hi, I don't know. Me and my husband have been together for a long time now. We have a couple of kids, and like the last two, like, kind of holidays where we had something kind of cool planned, mm-hmm. at the last minute he decided, you know, he didn't want to spend the day with me, like 4th of July.
So we canceled.
We always spend 4th of July together, like as a family. And then we had like the dumbest kind of petty fight. Like he like freaked on me because I left my yoga mat out.
I mean, is he like a angry dude or what?
No, he's not even angry. It's just like this weird irritation, and then he just storms off. He's like, you know what? I don't want to. And this is like storming off on the whole family, by the way, like not just me. Like, we had a babysitter or something. Like, we were supposed to spend the 4th of July all together. And then I was thinking about it, and then he kind of did the same thing on Cinco de Mayo, even though, like, I know that's not a huge deal or a huge, you know, holiday or anything. But that day, he found something super petty and dumb to be mad at. Like, I just left the Roku remote in the kitchen. For some reason, that was a huge irritation to him. And he was like, that was enough for him not to want to hang out on Cinco de Mayo together. He's like, I got to go. I got to get out of this house.
So when he left, though, how long was he gone for?
Like the whole day and night. I didn't come home till like 1 in the morning.
Okay.
What?
Yeah, I mean, that's not healthy. Suspicious. No matter what, you know?
And I just feel like, I don't know, I just feel weird because I don't think that those are big enough fights to result in like storming off for an entire day and night. You know what I mean? It would be different if I did something really bad, but I don't feel like those were huge things. You know what I mean?
Pretty petty stuff. Did he actually like say anything about where he went, you know, after he got back?
No, he just said it was none of my business.
Wow.
Whoa. He sounds terrible.
Are you sure you even want to check and see if he's cheating, or do you just want to like call him up and be like, hey, I'm out? Yeah. This does not sound like a good relationship at all. And he doesn't sound like a nice guy for sure.
He feels something like bad in my gut anyways. So like, but I'm just too, obviously I'm like, I don't know. I'm just too scared to bring it up to him. Cause I don't want to, you know, when you kind of know, but you don't want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, and it's understandable too, though. I mean, you have two kids together, you have a whole life together. So
yep.
You and just throw it away.
With your intuition also, like, I mean, women usually typically know.
Yeah.
Behavior changes and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that all sounds shady for sure. Are you still in the relationship, or are you kind of over it at this point? Because it doesn't sound like things are going well.
I feel like it's so hard because we have kids, and I feel like maybe sometimes, and it's going to sound really pathetic, but sometimes I feel like I should just suck it up and don't ask questions, and like, if he's going to be in a mood, let him be in the mood and come home and like just try to hold things together for
the sake
of the kids.
Yeah, I think people do that a lot, and I don't think people should stay together for the kids. I think kids, then they'll see you guys fighting and learn all that kinds of stuff. And
right.
I think sometimes maybe a divorce could even be good for kids, because then they'll learn like, hey, I can break up with someone who's not good to me.
Exactly.
In the future, because some people never learn that. Have you thought of a way that we could call him to try to set him up that isn't suspect?
Oh, I can definitely tell you that he loves wine. Like, loves wine. And he's always getting like stuff from wine clubs, you know, get like cases of wine delivered from different vineyards. Definitely likes to order wine by the case.
Okay.
Maybe that's why he's a bit angry, because he's drunk all the time on wine.
Cheater and a wine snob.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Okay, so he gets stuff delivered from the same place all the time?
He gets wine delivered from like a bunch of different vineyards. Like,
Jesus, how much is he drinking?
Seriously.
I mean, don't worry, I drink some too.
Okay.
All right. Well, give me one that call him sometimes. Do they or no? I mean, it needs to be something that calls him once in a while. So.
Oh, yeah. He gets calls from sometimes. Do you know?
I have no idea, but now I do.
No.
It's a good one. It's like anyways, but he gets a lot of stuff from there.
Well, I'll pretend to be from there. I'll practice saying it a few times after we play a song. And then we'll offer him some wine and flowers to send to someone and see if he gives us your name or somebody else's, okay?
Okay.
It's a Jubal Show. If you're just joining us for War of the Roses to catch a cheater, Christina is on the phone and she thinks that her husband of 2 years named Moses might be cheating on her because recently he started arguments or seeming upset about things, and then he'll leave and then come back yeah, 1 o'clock in the morning, or maybe come back the next day, and he won't tell her what he's been doing. And it seems like maybe, does it seem like he's starting arguments on purpose to have a reason to leave, Christina?
Yes. Like, it just feels like it can be anything and nothing.
How many times has he done it?
Recently, I can think of like 3 times that concern me.
Well, 1 time is too many. I mean, 3 times, like, that's sketchy.
Yeah, very.
Yeah, for sure. Christina told us that he buys a lot of wine, a lot of wine. And this one winery in particular, he buys a lot of, and they call him sometimes. So we're going to pretend to call him from the winery, offer him a few free bottles.
Wow, a few?
Offer him some flowers to send to someone and see if he gives us his wife's name or somebody else's. I'm assuming with the way things have been with him arguing and then leaving and then arguing and then leaving and doing stuff like that, if you find out that he's seeing someone else, you're probably gone, right?
I think so. Oh, I don't know. Ugh, it's so hard.
I'm going to dial his phone number right now, and then we'll see if we can figure this out. Here we go.
Hello?
I was looking for Moses.
This is me. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Moses. My name is Barker LeFleur from Winery. And how are you?
I'm doing well. Just trying to figure out what this call is all about. What's going on?
I'm going over the orders here. And you have ordered a lot of wine from us, sir. We want to say thank you. Oh. That's why we're calling. Donkashong.
Oh. Well, okay. Cool. You're welcome. Was that it?
No, there's more to it. We want to say thank you and then offer you a free bottle of our new flavor that's coming out. It's a red.
Okay.
It's a cab.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting.
It is interesting. Okay. We'd like to send that to you and just to see if we could get your review on it. It is free of charge and it is delicious. Trust me, you will love it. Also, to say thank you for your business, we'd like to offer you a dozen red roses to send to somebody.
Okay, well,
the flowers are free of charge. It's just a way to say thank you for your business and hope that you'll write us back a review of the wine, and you can send them to anybody.
Okay, no problem. I want to send... So the flowers are free. There's no catch or anything, no shipping or handling or nothing.
There is no catch at all, sir. You send them to whoever you want, and you can write a lovely little message on a card attached.
I'm thinking about, let's try Christina. No, you know what? Christina, no. I was going to do Christina. Don't do that. We're going to do, I want you to put Kayla.
Kayla.
Please put it in all caps. I want to know that I'm thinking of her very, very much. And I want you to put thinking of your beautiful smile and the 3 dots. And put in your tongue tricks. She knows what I mean.
Oh my.
Yeah, it's not so much.
You cad.
You gotta walk on the wild side sometimes.
I guess you do, and you, sir, are a wild man. I will absolutely put that on there, and oh boy, I'm blushing. I also called you an enophile earlier, and that's true. You love wine. You're an enophile. You know that now, don't you? You're also a cheater, aren't you?
Wait, what?
Moses, this is actually the Jubal Show. This is Jubal.
This is Alex Fresh.
This is English Evan.
And your wife, Christina, is on the phone because she has been thinking that you've been cheating on her, and it sounds like Kayla is the person you've been cheating with.
I had a feeling that something was going on, but Kayla? You've got to be kidding me.
You know Kayla?
My sister.
What?
Oh,
my
wow.
Sister. No way.
Moses.
Hey,
how could either one of you guys do this to me?
Babe,
I knew something was happening, but I didn't think it was. Babe, I didn't think it was going to be this close to home.
It's not your sister, Kayla.
Yeah, right. You're a liar and you're a cheater. Why would I believe you?
Babe, we could fix this. This is just a misunderstanding. I mean,
it's a misunderstanding.
This is a misunderstanding. Yeah, I'm sorry.
You're clearly sending flowers and making sexual messages to Kayla. Instead of your wife, instead of the mother of your children? Are you serious?
But babe,
don't babe me. You are awful. You are an awful human being. I don't even. I'm so mad at myself for being stuck in a life with you.
We can fix this. We don't have to break up all the children.
Well, if she doesn't want to, then you can't.
Yeah, if she doesn't want to fix it, then you guys can't fix it together.
Guys,
also,
guys, we've been together for quite some time. We can get through this, okay? We can get through this. Babe, listen. It's just flour. It's a joke.
Oh, you were making a joke.
That's such a joke.
It's a joke.
Jokes on us.
Right.
We have an inside understanding, and she knows. She told me she does some tricks. I don't. Babe, listen, we can talk about this off the air. We don't have to do this on the air. Can we talk?
No. I've been holding everything in for like months now, and I've known stuff, and I've felt it, and I haven't called you on it. And now here we are, and I was right the whole time, just sucking everything in. I mean, at first you said you didn't know what you were going to do or what to do, and now you're saying it's a joke.
Babe, you know I get nervous with this type of attention. I don't like conversation.
I don't like cheaters.
You know what happens
like
when I get nervous? I fart, and it's happening. I'm nervous, and I say things.
I still feel like you're not taking this seriously.
I'm taking it serious, babe. I don't want to lose the family. I love you. I love our children. I love what we built.
Well, maybe you need to write that in capital letters for me then.
Babe, listen, I know how to make it up to you. I'm going to make sure I put big, big letters. I'm going to rent a plane to make sure they write, I love you, Christina, in the sky. Because I have to go above and beyond.
Oh, my God, I got to go.
We can get over this. Babe, you love Slurpee.
Okay, I just hung up on him. I couldn't take much more of him.
Annoying listening to him.
Christina, I'm sorry.
I don't even know what to say right now. I can't even form words.
The only thing that I hope he wasn't lying about is that it's a different Kayla. I hope it's not your sister, but obviously you got to try to figure some things out.
Thanks, you guys. You can send me some wine if you want.
Yeah. All right.
Let's go steal his.
Yeah, seriously. Well, thank you.
The Jubal Show's War of the Roses.